Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before tonight's drawing for a chance at $257 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon says state revenue has come in more slowly than his administration or legislative budget makers predicted. So he has to freeze the spending of some money in the budget that took effect Friday. Nixon is urging the legislature to sustain his vetoes of bills that would create new tax breaks that he says could make the situation worse.
Tax cuts for yoga studios and fitness centers, a $50 million retroactive tax break for corporate agriculture, and a special tax break for businesses that are organized in a certain way. These bills would cost more than $60 million per year without creating a single job.
Nixon says the restrictions he announced will keep the budget balanced while protecting priorities like education and college affordability. If Governor Nixon vetoes a bill that would require Missourians to show a photo ID to vote, its sponsor believes there is enough support to overturn that veto. Lee Summit Republican Will Krause is still waiting on Nixon to act on that bill.
We worked this bill with the minority party. They actually probably want this to pass because it put voter ID to bed for a while anyways, because this is, we got the situation where they can sign that statement in it, and if this didn't pass on an override, then we would have to be potentially be back to address the actual implementation bill.
The measure would also require the state to pay for photo IDs for those that don't have one. Nixon has until July 15th to either sign or veto bills or let them become law without his action. More than $42 million of unclaimed property has been returned to Missourians in fiscal year 2016. State Treasurer Clint Zweifel says that's a new record. Unclaimed property can come from abandoned bank accounts, uncollected insurance policies, uncashed checks, and more. An autopsy is underway today on a body found floating in the main channel of the Lake of the Ozarks. State troopers say it was found in about the same area where a personal watercraft was found idling on Thursday. The victim's identity has not been released. St. Louis area company Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority plans to add 365 jobs by the end of the year. The company will hire student loan counselors and loan processors. It says it plans to expand its headquarters near St. Louis and the service center in Columbia. A Fulton man is facing criminal charges for the death of a pedestrian. Prosecutors say Ralph Ringer was drunk Friday afternoon when he crashed into that pedestrian in Columbia. A Springfield man has won a $100,000 Powerball prize. 56-year-old David Price plans to use the money for a computer and a trip. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.